98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan, we know that Madonna is getting ready to release a new album. We still don't know exactly what date.
Wait, yeah.
But she's teamed up with Stuart Price, the producer, again, to release the album that's dubbed Confessions Part 2.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're actually calling
it. No, neither do I. I wonder, will they just go with Confessions 2?
Yeah, I think that would be good. Well, wait till you hear this. It's now rumoured that Madge has reached out to Britney to do a potential collaboration.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder will Britney be up for this?
Oh no, I hope so. So it's understood that Madonna's people reached out to Britney's in January or February,
right,
but they haven't heard back.
Oh no, come on, Britney.
Yes, yes, I'm just feeling hopeful.
She hung up.
A collaboration between the two superstars, it would obviously be huge.
Yeah.
And it would mark 23 years since they released this. Against the Music, released in the year 2003.
Weren't they like in some sort of a wooden maze in the video? Yeah?
Yes, and Britney was wearing this kind of PVC tie.
Yeah, yeah.
And a little hat.
A trilby.
Yes.
Yeah. What a
time. I never knew the name. I didn't realise that that was the same year that they did the VMAs together Britney was dressed as a bride and they smooched on stage. I think it's the best performance ever at the VMAs.
So definitely the most memorable.
And then when Christina's like a virgin. So good. Listen, we don't know if Britney's going to get back, but we hope and pray.
But we do know, you told us, she's filmed the most expensive music video ever in music history.
Yeah.
And then I also saw, I think she's filmed another music video in Venice on a gondola.
You were only just there, Brendan.
I know, I missed her by a few days. I was fuming.
I was hoping you'd be an extra in that as well.
I know, same.
Oh, stranger things have happened.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
So all the golfing fans will know that the Masters kicks off in Augusta today for the next couple of days. Rory McIlroy, the reigning champion, gets to wear the green jacket and pick the menu of what people are going to eat.
I never knew that this was a thing.
No,
so
didn't know
the
this.
Defending champ has to host a dinner.
Yeah.
The pressure, lads.
I love that.
I've been trying to focus on my game.
Well, that's true, but at least you don't need to pick the menu. You don't have to, cook it or,
This is it, I forget.
You just have to turn up to the dinner, really.
Yes.
So Rory McIlroy has picked the menu for every one of the Masters this year. Should we take a look at what people are going to be eating?
Yeah, what's on the menu, Brendan? So, I'd say something quite fancy.
They're kicking off, right, with the appetizers of peach and ricotta flatbread.
Flatbread. Yeah.
And peach and ricotta. That sounds fresh.
The sweetness and then the savoury of the cheese works well together.
Yeah. There's also rock shrimp tempura as part of the appetizers, which I would be into.
Yeah.
Bacon wrapped dates. Now, that doesn't sound like textural for me.
Obviously, Rory likes the mixture of salt and sweet.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah, bacon wrapped dates wouldn't be for me. I don't, grilled elk sliders for starters.
What's elk?
Elk is like a deer, isn't it?
Oh dear.
Yeah, oh dear indeed. Followed by yellowfin tuna carpaccio for a first course.
Brendan, what's carpaccio?
I think that is like sliced tuna that's they use acid, I think, to cook it rather than heat.
Oh, okay.
So it'd be like a lemon juice or a vinegar style sort of thing.
Did you eat something that in Prague when we were in Prague?
I think I might have done,
That rings a bell.
I'm not 100% sure what it is, but if it's on the menu, I know that I would pick it.
So that's quite an array of different flavours and different meats.
Yeah, for the appetizers and the first courses, everything, like the tuna, the shrimp, the peach and ricotta, all quite light.
Yeah, quite light bites. Okay, so that's the appetizers, the main course now.
Mm.
Wagyu filet mignon.
Oh, ding dong. Thank you.
That's the fancy buff, isn't it?
That's delicious.
So you have a choice of the beef or seared salmon with traditional Irish champ.
Oh yeah, lovely.
What's that?
Now, does champ
Does
champ have cabbage mashed through it?
Oh,
is that what champ is?
Okay, that's a nice nod to his Irish heritage. There's sautéed Brussels sprouts with that.
No.
I like a Brussels sprout.
Vile.
Glazed carrots
with
brown butter.
If I see, and I don't know what it is, if I see brown butter on a menu, I just order the thing straight away. I don't know why.
Is that quite trendy now?
I think it is a bit trendy, but I just like the idea of a brown. I feel like it tastes nice.
I'm not sure if I've had brown butter. What's the difference between brown butter
sometimes
and normal
they
butter?
Put them in a drink as well. I think they've put melted the butter in a pan and it's gone slightly
okay,
brown.
Okay, slightly
I
burnt.
Could be filling you with nonsense now, but that's
Brendan,
what I think it is.
Now I'm telling you, guy, Brendan knows his food. Okay, so the glazed carrots with brown butter, crispy onion rings.
That's all I'll eat.
And then for dessert, sticky toffee pudding and vanilla ice cream to finish.
That's a solid dessert.
So the golf, the Masters starting today, and that's what everyone ate last night.
Now, if you were to eat all that, I'm not sure you could play a round of golf afterwards.
No, you'd need a day in between to digest your
food. You'd need
to
bed.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM. With Persil Wonder Wash Dazzling White Liquid Detergent. Whites that wow in just 15 minutes. 98FM.
It is 9:24. Brendan, you've got some strange stories, including a way to make us rich.
Yes, we're going to make ourselves rich in the next few minutes. You better believe it. Up first, though, an impatient pooch from Ireland is making headlines all around the world. A video is doing the rounds of a small white dog sitting in the driver's seat of a dark grey car in Killarney waiting for its owner.
Oh my gosh, I saw this video. I didn't realise it was in Ireland.
Yeah, he's an Irish
it's so
doggy.
So funny.
So what's got everyone laughing is the fact that the dog clearly has places to be and people to see, right?
Very busy.
Because in the video, the pooch is standing on its two back legs, like on the driver's seat, and then using its two front paws to like beep the horn repeatedly. He's kind of jumping at the horn.
So human-like.
Very human-like. A woman passing by filmed a bit of it. That's the dog. Beep. I'm clearly looking to like where's my owner?
Funny.
There is another dog sitting in the back seat of the car. Now, we don't know who owns the dog or what breed it is, but from studying the video this morning, I would describe the dog as an unkempt Bichon Frise. Right?
Unkempt is so shady.
That's
very fluffy. Right.
And as I say, very little detail online, but I've done some investigation.
If someone called me unkempt now, or my animal unkempt, I'd be raging.
So would I. Yeah. I think I'd cry. I've done some other investigation using the tools at my disposal.
Yeah.
Google Street View. I have deduced that said dark grey car is parked outside Killarney Carpet and Furniture Centre.
Okay.
Now, I'm unsure if the owner was in choosing a new underlay.
Yeah.
Or perhaps they were a few doors down in the barbers, which I also spotted. I did a little bit of a walkabout at the street to see where they most likely might be. That's what I was doing at 6 o'clock this morning, if you were wondering. However, the impatient pooch has now gone viral and is all over news channels in America. He's on the telly. Lord knows they need the comic relief.
Oh, stop. Can you imagine if that was your dog? Yeah, you're in getting the haircut. Unkempt, Brendan.
Finally this morning, 50 years after it was first released, this disco classic is flying up the charts.
It's all over my TikTok.
Yeah, Anita Ward's Ring My Bell is a staple on playlists the world over and is featured in countless ads, movies and TV shows, including Will and Grace.
Oh yeah!
Yeah, but recently the song's been flying up streaming charts thanks to a claim that it helps manifest wealth. Several people online say they've made the song part of their daily routine as a way to begin with positive energy, right?
Yeah, okay. It is a very positive tune, isn't it?
It is. So one person said they dance to it every morning because of the claim that it has, this is the quote, an abundance frequency that can attract money and good fortune.
Okay.
Now, I don't know about
high
you,
vibes.
But I think we could do with money, good fortune and abundance in general.
Yeah.
So I think we should dance this morning and try and bring some wealth to ourselves. Let's go.
Here give me that money.
Everyone, if you're listening, dance.
Make it rain.
We want abundance. We want wealth.
Louis Vuitton.
Oh, yeah. Dior, Chanel.
Now, a new car.
A yacht, the cash machine.
Very good.
It's been suggested that the song provides so many wins.
Can I sit down now?
You can sit down there. We have an abundance of dancing. It's been suggested the song provides so many wins that it's banned from casinos.
No way.
However, experts say there's no scientific evidence of a specific abundance frequency, but they do agree upbeat music boosts mood and confidence, which may help you feel more motivated to achieve your goals.
Okay. Okay, there you go. I see now. There's Brendan's done his research now. He knows where that dog was weeping the horn, and he knows that that song is, you know, high vibes.
Good vibes. That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Brendan has left the studio off on a very important mission. Brendan, what's going on?
Hello, yes, very important mission indeed. I'm deciding what I should have for breakfast this morning as I walk up and down Grafton Street. I'm going to choose what I'm going to eat. This is not just so I can fill my stomach, of course. It's for very important research purposes. You may remember last week on the show we were chatting about a study that was done about seagulls. You know,
yes,
those pesky things that always try and steal our food. Last year, the University of Exeter said that if you shouted at them to say, "No, that's my lunch," that they would not eat your lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same college came out with new research last week, which we were chatting about, which said that if you stick a pair of googly eyes on your food, they won't eat it.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a pair of googly eyes in my pocket.
No.
I have a helmet and some goggles in my hand, and I'm about to buy some food and put this theory to the test live
Brendan,
on Grafton Street.
You're very brave. I wish you the very best of luck. We will check
thank
in
you,
with
I
you
need it.
Next on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Our Brendan is currently on Grafton Street wearing a helmet and goggles for a very exciting experiment. Brendan, how are you?
Now, you call it exciting. It's exciting for you and the comfort and safety of that studio.
Oh, it
it's a bit nerve-wracking for me. I'm stood outside our beloved McDonald's on Grafton Street this morning, and I am holding a sausage McMuffin with two googly eyes on it. It actually looks like the cheese hanging out as his tongue.
Oh, how cute.
There is reason to this nonsense, and that is that a study was done by the University of Exeter, and they said that to deter seagulls from eating your lunch this summer, you should stick googly eyes on your food and it'll frighten them off. They say there's proof that this works, so we want to put this to the test live on Grafton Street this morning.
Wow, Brendan, you're very brave, and
I
you're
see them
very
circling
committed.
Ahead.
They're circling.
Above us.
Okay.
They are circling.
So are you going to, you know, put the muffin up in the air, or are you just going to go about your daily
wave
business?
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to wave it around a bit. I'm going to go, oh my God, this is so delicious.
Oh, it is.
Oh my God, so tasty. This food is so good. Any takers for my lunch? I'm walking around. I have, there's a large one.
Are the googly eyes going to work?
My helmet and my goggles on.
Yeah.
No sign of any takers yet.
Sounds very calm there on Grafton Street.
It is kind of calm. There's a few delivery vans going up and down the road. So I would question whether the googly eyes are the... Oh. Now, that's a very big one. Delicious lunch / muffin. I don't know whether the googly eyes are doing the job or it's the delivery vans. But I'm going to say that it's the googly eyes.
So, Brendan, you...
They're circling, but they're not coming down.
That the googly eyes, if you stick them on your food, you will
if
not...
If you stick googly eyes on your food,
be attacked
the seagulls
by a seagull.
Will not attack you.
Wow.
It's proof.
Brendan.
Confirmed.
Thank you for your service.
You're so welcome.
I'll see you in a few minutes. Bring me back a few... Will you bring back a hash brown there?
I will bring you back a hash brown. Of course I will.
Thank you so
googly
much.
Eyes.
Okay, and the helmet as well.
Of course.
Fair play to Brendan there.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
He was king of the castle when he won Celebrity Traitors. And now, Alan Carr is getting a castle of his own.
I'm worse than Linda. I am worse than Linda.
This is so cool. Alan is just days away from getting the keys for this castle that he's bought.
Yeah.
It was £3.25 million.
Wow.
And he's bought it to renovate the castle for a new TV show.
Oh, is this a bit like what he does with Amanda Holden?
Yeah.
You know the way they've gone away to like Greece and Italy? And
yeah.
Renovated.
I'm not sure if Amanda is
involved
doing this.
Right.
But Alan bought this castle earlier on this year. There's 17 bedrooms.
Wow.
9 bathrooms. What would you be doing with 9 bathrooms anyway? I suppose
or
if
17
that many bedrooms.
Yeah.
There's a 5-story tower, a private chapel, and 106 acres of gardens.
Okay, that sounds like, now that you say there's a chapel in it, that sounds like it could be a great wedding venue.
Well, it could be. And Alan apparently plans to transform this castle into a luxury hotel and spa.
Oh, very good.
Oh, very nice. Now having the spa to go to before the day 2 of the wedding, Brendan.
Yeah, a nice rub.
Back in February, Alan told The Sun that he signed a 7-figure deal with Disney Plus to do this documentary series.
Wow.
So the castle's called Ayton Castle, A-Y-T-O-N. Alan says, some men have a midlife crisis and they buy a Lamborghini or grow a ponytail. But me, I want my very own castle. Since I was a boy, I've always dreamt big and I've always been enchanted with the history and romance of a stately home. Same, Alan.
I love this for Alan.
Yeah, and he says as he turns 50, he feels it's time to call a turret of his own.
Because he did, I think he lived on a farm before. I think he'd like a lot of animals and everything going on. So maybe he's moving now from his farm life to his castle life.
Do you want to know what the series is called?
Please.
Castle Man.
Instead of Chatty Man.
Yeah. Excellent. It's a bit of a reach, isn't it?
It's slightly a reach, but you know what? I'm here for it because we love Alan.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see what he does with the castle.
We definitely will be watching.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Chima.
Glitz and glamour.
Chima. Stunning prizes.
Chima. And a heavy spray tan.
98FM.
That is why our teeth look extra white this morning for Matchy Matchy. It's the tan. Welcome to your favourite game on the radio. It's your chance to win incredible prizes and have a bit of crack. Send Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and say the same three words as us and you will win yourself all of these.
Are you hungry?
Would yes. you like 100 euros worth of meat?
And an air fryer to cook it in?
Do you like jumping in your garden?
With this new trampoline and a cordless trimmer.
Don't use them at the same time.
And relax with a Matchy Matchy blow dry.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, brilliant prizes.
Safety first there. I was from only thinking, AI Brendan.
If you had the trampoline in your garden, do you know when you can't get a proper look at the neighbour's garden? That would help, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Oh, what extension's going on there?
Good morning to Leanne in Ballybrack playing Matchy Matchy this morning. Leanne, what's the crack in Ballybrack? How are you?
Hiya, good, thanks.
Leanne, you work in the post office?
I do, yeah.
How do you enjoy that?
I actually love it.
Yeah?
It's great job, yeah.
You be chatting
to
everyone?
I'm in a long time now, so. Yeah. All the pensioners, they're brilliant.
Do you get all the local gossip when everyone comes in?
Well, not so much the gossip now, but they do come in and tell you their life stories.
Oh, of course.
Brilliant.
Leanne, how long have you been working in the post office for?
Oh, like 22 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
Fair play, Leanne.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. Leanne, there's lots of prizes up for grabs in Matchy Matchy. What one's your favourite?
Probably trampoline.
Trampoline, yeah, great fun.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were on a trampoline, Leanne?
A long time.
Leanne, have you thought about who you'd like to play with this morning?
I'd probably go with Brendan. It's just we've a lot of generations of Brendan in our family, so
okay.
I go with Brendan.
Fingers crossed there's something in the name, Leanne.
Something in the name. Brendan is off the cyber booth. Brendan, enjoy that this morning now. And Leanne, fingers crossed we can get a Matchy Matchy this morning. It's been a while since our last win. Are you feeling lucky?
Yeah, I'm literally a robin just landed on the car.
Okay, all the signs are there this morning. Leanne, your first word in Matchy Matchy, petrol.
Station.
Second word, night.
Oh, night. Day.
And your third word in Matchy Matchy, batch.
Bread.
Delicious. Okay, we have petrol station, night, day, and batch bread. Leanne in Ballybrack, are we locking them in?
I might change night because I was thinking of like another opposite to night.
Yeah.
Night. Can't think of any words to go with night.
And it's hard when you're on the spot.
Nighttime.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, petrol station, nighttime, batch bread. Are we locking them in?
Yeah.
Love it. Let's get Brendan back from the soundproof booth and try and get a Matchy Matchy this Thursday morning. Hiya. Welcome back, Brendan.
Thank you so much.
How were things in there?
Things were lovely. There was just a little bowl of porridge in there this morning for me, so I've started tucking in, actually.
Very good. I've never been fed by the soundproof booth.
Oh, well, you're in for a treat.
Back to business.
Yes.
Brendan, first word this morning, petrol.
Oh, controversial. Petrol. Station.
Second word, night.
Night time.
And your third word in Matchy Matchy, batch.
batch. Loaf.
Brendan, have you got a matchy matchy this morning with Leanne in Ballybrack? You both said petrol station,
okay,
and night time.
Yeah.
Leanne went for batch bread.
Batch bread. Oh, oh no.
What? Oh no.
I know. I really
I really thought
that was it. Sadly, it wasn't to be, but Leanne, we're gonna send you out a 98FM goodie bag, and it's been lovely chatting with you this morning.
Thanks very much for
having
me.
I'll never look at batch bread the same way again. Leanne, have a great day.
You'll be into the batch bread.
Yeah, I like it. It doesn't like me.
Oh,
it's in the same category as the Collins.
What a way to end Matchy Matchy. And we just had a very, very close call in Matchy Matchy. Brendan in the hot seat this morning playing with Leanne in Ballybrack. You both said station after the word petrol. Then the second word was night. You both said night time. But it was batch that caused a ruckus this morning. Leanne went for batch bread and Brendan said batch loaf. Caroline in Crumlin's been on.
Good morning, guys. I can't believe I matched three with Brendan. Oh my God, I was screaming at the phone saying, not batch bread, batch loaf. So, hard luck.
Oh, Brendan.
Oh,
Caroline was on the same page as you. And here's Therese and Ballantyre.
A batch bread and batch loaf, not the same thing. I think there has to be an inquiry, guys.
Oh, Therese, I don't know about that.
You're not the only one. Tony says batch bread, batch loaf, are they not the same? Should be a steward's inquiry. Liz, who played Matchy Matchy on Tuesday, says rage, and I got it this morning. And Michelle says, ah, Brendan, batch loaf. WTF, it's batch bread. Come on.
Oh, no. And just so we know for sure, producer Russell says, bread and loaf are two different words.
Two totally
in my
different
opinion.
Words, in my
Russell
opinion as well.
Russell has spoken.
Yeah.
Get up. 98FM Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.